variety, culture, and class in America. Live from Long Island's Gold Coast, this is the Melissa Itell Duran Show on Breaking It Down Radio with co-host Frank McKay.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the Melissa Itell Duran Show. Frank McKay here, so much more importantly, the wife, the mother, the dancer, the educator, the novelist, the author of several books, and of course, the radio show host. And you could listen to her, I think, on 20 different outlets. Deezer is a new one. Deezer just notified us, and we're on that, and a couple other new ones, but go to iHeartRadio.com, and you could listen to everything that we've been doing here over the last couple of years, a couple of hundred shows. And Melissa Itell Duran always has something interesting to add to a crazy situation. Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Frank, and I trust you are as well. And gee, I didn't even know we're on another outlet.
Yeah, there's all of these outlets popping up, and they pick up, and it's nice because a couple of people hear about it here, a couple of people. I never even heard of Deezer, to be honest, and I'm not being disrespectful, but that's good news. You never know who's listening on Deezer.
Yeah.
And it's a new batch of people. And mm-hmm. What was the other one? There was another one, Podomatic, mm-hmm. I think.
Really?
It came up. Yeah. So this is good stuff.
That's terrific.
Yeah. You know what's terrific is Joe Rogan. And I don't know much about Joe Rogan, but I want to congratulate him. He just signed a $100 million deal for doing his podcast exclusively now on Spotify. And like us, he was all over, he had a whole bunch of spots all over the place. The difference is he had 190 million downloads per month, which is just unbelievable.
Oh,
I mean,
oh, yeah.
190 million downloads. And it just shows goes to show you that, there's a lot of interest in this. By the way, we appreciate, by no means are we, diminishing, even though we don't have 190 million, we appreciate all the people that tune in every
week. Oh, yes,
we do.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, but the thing is that, boy, that's encouraging, and maybe what they're doing is Spotify is solidifying, sort of like what Sirius XM and Sirius originally did with Howard Stern. When they got him, they gave him a $100 million deal, and they made him shut down all his other stations, and then everyone had to buy Sirius in order to listen to Howard Stern, and his listenership dropped, but they solidified the market. Maybe that's what Spotify's doing. Have you heard anything about Joe Rogan's coup?
I've heard about him. He's I know he's he's mentioned he's in all the entertainment blogs, and I think he recently came out for Bernie, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, which is strange because he's a right wing guy, kind of.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know if he considers himself a Bernie bro now.
I don't know. I wonder if he wants his endorsement back now that it doesn't look like Bernie's going to be the bro to go to the White House or at least get the nomination. Who knows? But I don't think he's worried about too much. The $100 million deal. I congratulate him sincerely. I don't know him, but it's just terrific.
Yeah, no, look, good. Very good. Good for him.
And it shows how many people care about podcast and online radio. And it's terrific. Terrific for everyone who does what we do. And it was a big day. Even though we don't get that $100 million or any part of it, it's a good day for everybody who's doing this, and it shows how much interest there is. That being said, people are trying to find all types of ways to stay sane during this thing. But, just imagine that. The podcasting industry is striving in the middle of all of this craziness and the sequestering and everything else. And who would have thunk it, as I think Dizzy Dean once said, who would have thunk it? But MelissaIteljuran.com is a great place to go. Go there for the documentaries. And she's wonderful to watch and to listen to, as always. Melissa, the president, I saw him in a mask finally. I don't think I've ever seen him in a mask. And he held out a very long time. What happened?
It was a black mask.
Oh.
A black cloth mask, yes. I guess he finally gave in. I mean, you know, it's the thing is that, you know, it is the president, okay, and he does have something to say about how he will appear when he makes an entrance, when he is visiting a facility, when he is making an appearance. And of course, you know, there are so many arguments about, well, these are unusual times, and you know, if everybody else is wearing a mask, why shouldn't he? Apparently, and this has been the biggest, you know, controversy. Of course, with the fact that he is self-medicating during this whole pandemic, and you know, there are various nuances to the argument. But yeah, I just saw the picture, and I guess he must have been, you know, he must have kicked himself and said, okay, I'm going to put it on now. I picked it out. It's black. You know, and I didn't want the ones with the polka dots.
Yeah, well, he might think black is thinning, and Nancy Pelosi gave him a pretty big shot about his weight.
Oh my God!
Yeah, what was that about?
Terrible.
What did she say?
Oh, she said, I'm very concerned. I don't do a very good Nancy Pelosi, but you know,
either does she. Don't worry.
You know, you notice her face is very, very shiny these days.
Yeah, she's like polishing.
I know that. Oh my God! Now we know, everybody knows that she has gone under. She must have gone under the knife, or at least had a couple of Botox injections.
No doubt.
Other things.
No doubt about it.
Yes, and I'm not sure if California or Washington D.C. Has lifted the restrictions on elective surgery, so she may not be able to get her treatments. And you know, if you are really up on it, you go every so often to your dermatologist or your plastic surgeon to have your filler done or whatever. How do I know this? Because I used to go to a dermatologist in my area who on the side did Rejuvederm and Botox, and in addition to treating your dry skin or your eczema or whatever. Yeah. And these people, these women came in, and you knew they weren't there because they had dry skin on their hands. They had winter dry skin, and I needed something like I did. I have eczema on my hands.
Yeah.
They were there to get their injections, their Rejuvederm, because they were making more appointments, future appointments. Well, I guess Nancy, you know, she can't get her facelift. She can't refresh her facelift, as they say. So she must be putting something on there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but more than one person has noticed that her face is exceptionally shiny. So, and she's been wearing these colorful scarves. I don't know if she's trying to emulate Dr. Birx, whose trademark wardrobe accessory.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, is a scarf. And she doesn't,
I never thought of that. She might be following that. That's interesting, right?
Possible. Very possible. Or she's hiding her neck, which she can't really do very much about right now. She can't get a neck lift. So it says she's wearing a scarf to camouflage. Who knows? But she said that the president, you know, she's very concerned, because he is the president, that he's self-medicating. He's taking his favorite drug. And he's doing it as a preventative measure. And she said, well, it's very concerning considering his age and the fact, and his weight, his girth, you know, the fact that he is, these were her words, morbidly obese.
Oh my God, he must have loved that. By the way, I'm going to take a crack at the name of the drug. Forgive me, everyone, for the pronunciation beforehand.
Yeah, I can't say it. For some reason, I want to say it. Yeah,
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
Chloroquine.
Say it again.
Chloroquine. How about that? Chloroquine?
That's good.
Chloroquine or chloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine. I think that's
chloroquine.
Right.
Chloroquine. There we go. Hydroxychloroquine is the name of the drug. And, you know, if you were ever wondering whether the president was on drugs, he is. It's hydroxychloroquine. and he's taking it against the advice of some of his own doctors, too, right? I mean, he's kind of doing it.
Well, I don't know. He said that he has a doctor in the White House who said, yeah, go ahead.
Well, if I know the president, and I know him kind of well, you know, he likes to have a couple of people around him that just kind of give him the go-ahead to do whatever.
Right, they yes him to death.
Yeah, yes him to death. I felt like I used to yes him to death, too, but they didn't think so. They thought I got his stomach in knots. You know, this is when he was Donald Trump. Yeah, they thought I argued with him a lot, And I don't think I did at all, to be honest with you. I mean, I just disagreed. If he asked me something point blank and I disagreed, I disagreed with it. Yeah, that's it. I just I disagreed. And sometimes, yes. I remember one time he said, well, twice, I think he said this thing. He said, you know, Frank, you're a brilliant guy. You're really a brilliant guy, but you sound so effing dumb right now. You sound so effing clueless right now. And I said, whoa, Donald, you asked me, right? So not only do I disagree with you, I just want to underline how much I completely 100% disagree with you on this. And he was like, oh my God, the drama. Frank, all right, just say you disagree with me without the drama. And I said, Donald, me drama? You're the most dramatic guy I've ever met. I said, look, I love you, but I'm dramatic. I disagree with you. You asked me, I disagree with you. And then he was like, all right, just stop. Oh my God, the drama. And which is true, by the way. He's a very dramatic. He's a very dramatic guy. You know, he's real. You know, but I mean, it's and you know, and I did. You know, I loved him as a guy. You know, like he was a funny guy. He was an interesting guy. He was a smart. You know, I thought he was a smart guy. You know, everybody's cringing when they say this. But he is a guy that you don't want to disagree with all that much if you don't want an argument. It's just in order to get past certain things that didn't matter to me, I would just mm-hmm. I would say fine. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you know, who cares? I have serious stuff to talk to you about. You know, we were talking about ballot access and getting on in Oklahoma at one point and in Texas where it's very difficult. Frank McKay here, and much more importantly, MelissaIteljuren.com is a great starting point. And go to any number of places. I think it's 20 different outlets or 21 different outlets that I'm counting. You got to look for some of them. I know it doesn't come up mm-hmm. so easily. But I'm being told maybe we're going to be on 35 different outlets by July, in the middle of July. And that'll be nice, too. And wow. I don't, you know, and again, wow. I say this with a lot of respect. I don't know a lot of the outlets, but you know, they have their followings and they have their, and that's wonderful. And we'll just keep doing it. We'll just keep, you know, we're doing a little bit of a push, you know, to get on more now. And we say it with all due respect. So if you're listening from an outlet that we don't, you know, we haven't mentioned here, don't worry, we'll catch up to you. And we appreciate you and we appreciate the outlet. That's for sure. Frank McKay yes. here once again with Melissa Iteljuren. But the president on this drug, does it bother you whatsoever is that he's doing this? Or, you know, hey, it's a free country. It's a free world. He's the president. He can do what he wants.
Well, it's a double-edged sword. Number one, yes, the president is the president. And I mean that I'm just talking in general. He has to be his health is of the utmost. That's why you know, whenever he's around people, they and especially in this time like this, the people have to be screened. They should be using their precautions. He and the vice president should not be exposed to more elements than they need to be, than necessary. And we were hearing that they were being tested every day, and now we heard that the test they were using is not exactly foolproof, because as we've heard, some of the staffers have actually been diagnosed as positive. And that's been kind of not only is it problematic, but it's a little bit embarrassing. I mean, you've got this daily test that you do. You say is a rapid coronavirus test, and it's not being able to detect who has it, and it says one set of data and then another set of data the following week or a couple of days later. I mean, how reliable is that? How should we feel about that? That does. I mean, forget about us. I'm sure that the White House medical staff is scrambling to figure out, you know, what, you know, who else is testing positive. And then you have the president saying, and we know his history with this drug. He is promoting this as the wonder drug of the pandemic. And believe me, I think it's wonderful if we could find something like that. But the problem is when the president says something, some people take whatever he says to heart. Now, I'm not saying it's every supporter, every diehard supporter out there, but yeah, it might be someone who is not as sophisticated. I can't discern, you know, with common sense, what's right and what's wrong. You know, first of all, he said he was musing when he said, if they could, you know, you could inject Clorox or sit under a UV lamp, or maybe there's something they can do to make that a possibility. Yeah. You know, somebody might think that the wrong way and actually ingest Lysol, if you can find a can of Lysol or Clorox, yeah, or something like that. So you have to be very careful how you phrase things when you're such a public figure. You're leader of a free world. And I understand he wants to take precautions. It's very important. I don't know if he should be saying that. I was thinking, well, would I have gone there? No way, how many people hate me? Would I have just gone there and made this announcement? Guess what? I'm taking such and such, yeah, as a preventative measure, even though it's never been tested as that such. And there are people, there are pocketfuls of people who say, doctors, whoever, some of them, you know, there's a group who believes that what I believe, that this is the miracle drug. It's been around for 70 years. It's treated malaria. So, and it looks promising. So, you know what? I'm going to stock. I'm going to take it just to be on the safe side. It's I don't know. I mean, now you read conflicting information from other sources, namely the New York Times, that says that it can cause heart attacks in coronavirus patients, and it hasn't been completely vetted for its effectiveness as a preventative drug. I mean, it's one thing if you say, okay, I'm going to get a flu shot. It'll have some protection against the flu. There's a chance I might get sick, but it won't be as severe as getting the flu, and there's a chance I might just get through the, you know, I might get by with the shot, and I never get the flu this season. It hasn't been, we don't have the statistics on it. And yes, it's you've got, again, this just shows you how divisive this whole coronavirus pandemic is. You've got people who believe that this drug has promise, and then you have people who think it's just mere quackery. So I don't know. I hope he's under some advice. I mean, I don't know. You know, like you said, he likes to have people who say, yes, sir, I'll do that, sir. Maybe he pressured the White House doctor. You think you can get me some pills now? I'll take them. But sir, I don't know if you should. Oh, I'm okay. I'm going to take it, right? This could really fight it. Yeah, sure, could. Yes, sir. Get me the pills now. You know, some people will not want to deny him that because he probably has an explosive temper, and he might fire you.
Yeah. Well, I've seen him in action, and I say it with the greatest respect. Look, he's gotten to the presidency. You know, and he got to the presidency, not by taking my advice. I wanted him to run as an independent, but to run as a Republican, and he wasn't a Republican. And not only did he win as a Republican, win the nomination, he won the presidency as a Republican against all odds, you know, and all kinds of things came up again. So who am I to second guess what he's doing? But yes, he does like people around him that will not give him a hard time about what he wants to do. Frank McKay here, much more importantly, MelissaIteljuren.com, and that is the place to go for sure. I'm just going to mention a couple other places real quick. Podbean, Mixcloud, iVoox, iVoox, Player FM, CastBox, Owltail. Spreaker, I don't know if it's coming on there or if you can hear us on there now. Breaker for sure. Backtracks FM, .fm, Himalaya. Himalaya. But, I don't know what that is. But again, wow. I want to be careful not to disrespect, because we, you know, shame on us for not knowing, and we will. We'll know all of these places sooner or later. Deezer and Podcast Addict, we're either on that or coming on that soon. iHeartRadio, we keep talking about. And I think, I shouldn't say, but radio.com, I think, fairly shortly. And that's a big one, and they have so many listeners and everything else. So we appreciate all of this. SoundCloud,
we do,
of course.
I think. Yep. Yes, that's wonderful, and thank you for everyone listening to us, and for us getting on all these different, you know, podcasts, all these different venues that I don't know much about.
Yeah, but again, we're not being disrespectful at all. We just don't know, you know. I mean,
we don't know.
Yeah,
no.
And the whole thing is to get,
to us.
You know, we're blasting now, and we're trying to get on as many of these as possible. And some people say, oh, you should just focus on this one and this one and this one. The more the better. I mean, if there's 10 people that hear you on some new outlet, then that's great. I mean, that's 10 new people that are paying attention, and terrific. And then if there's 100 on one, that's great. But anyway, all of that, and we just have the greatest respect for your time and folks that are listening. And again, we want to just keep adding. Melissa Eitel-Jurin, we got about a minute left. Stay right with us, though, and all of you, listen for a follow-up and binge listen to everything we've been doing here. I keep saying go to iHeartRadio.com. That's a good starting point, and it's notable, so that's why I keep saying it, but SoundCloud as well and all those other places. Last thought on this. Should the president be wearing a mask everywhere he goes? Should the president be setting an example for the other folks that are out there? Because I have a feeling a lot of the folks that are thumbing their nose at the masks are following the president's lead.
Well, you know, if everybody else is wearing a mask, I guess you have to, although the president could say, well, and I'm the president, and I've been tested. This has been his defense all along. I've been tested every day. What does he say? He said, yes, I was positive in a good way. I was positive in a good way. You know what that means.
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't need to wear a mask. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you recall, Mike Pence went to the Mayo Clinic. What was it, last week or the week prior to that?
Yeah.
No mask either. And his wife got on. She was interviewed, I don't know if it was Good Morning America or one of the shows, and she said, well, he didn't know he had to wear a mask. Not that he didn't know. No one made it clear to him that he needed to wear a mask. And, by the way, he's tested every day, too, and he's negative. So there was no reason. No one insisted. So, and he's negative every day. So there's your answer. Problem solved.
Yeah, well, I respect the vice president, but come on. You had to be told you need to wear a mask. I think everybody should set an example. Again, you might not like the way you look at a mask. I might not like the way I look at a mask, but
right. We're
not going to get through this without wearing masks. And there's
all kinds
of statistics that say if you wear a mask, if this many people wear a mask, it will go down to a minuscule amount. So I'm listening to that. I'm listening to the doctors and the scientists until they're proven wrong. Melissa, thank you very much. And
thank you, Frank.
Stay safe. And to everyone out there, same thing. Thank you very much for listening.
Exactly.
And stay safe. Frank McKay and Melissa Eitel-Jurin signing off. We'll see you next time on the Melissa Eitel-Jurin Show.
You've been listening to Melissa Eitel-Jurin and co-host Frank McKay on Breaking It Down Radio.